your take on the F8, what it's all about?
Well, the real take and the exciting thing on F8 is it's the first CNC milled forged driver face that we've ever seen in the industry. In the old days, we used to, I'm saying that's last year, you can see the video there, we used to polish by hand. And polishing by hand is, let's move back. So we polish by hand, right? And polishing by hand, when you're in China, it's hot, it's humid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gloves, goggles, mask, you know, and it's dirty work.
Yeah.
And that person could go work in a Puma factory, putting shoes together or putting a shirt on, and it's easy work. So we tend to struggle to keep workers. And when we need a lot of product, it's hard to go do that. So we kept looking at this for a long time, saying, what can we do? What can we do better to help that problem? And how could it help us make a driver better? When you look at what we're up to now, is it's always about faster, lower CG, more inertia, always the same thing. So, you know, every year we think about those problems, say, well, same problem, same need. It doesn't change.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always a constant challenge to stretch and reach a little bit. So when we looked at the process, it said, one of our engineers a couple years ago said, why don't we just mill the face? That'd be really precise and accurate, and maybe we could make it thinner, and, you know, maybe it won't be too expensive. You know, so those are all the things that we look at and said, okay, that's a good idea. Let's go start working on it. And, you know, in my side of the business, you know, I think I've always kind of been, I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, the napkin sketch creativity artistry thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because usually the idea takes a minute. The sketch, it may take another minute, but it's really the work.
Yeah.
It's really the work and the hardcore engineering process development and real world problems that you have to solve to get it to production.
Sure.
So to me, one of our guys in the meeting said, hey, why don't we mill the face? And everybody said, oh, maybe, okay, let's go look at it. It takes 2 years. It takes 2 years then to take that and convert it into some process you can use to make club for it. So part of it is when you think about casting a face or casting a body, everybody in the industry does something with their face. They forge it, mill it, we do too. Complex geometry, all that, and then you put it in here and weld it to this sort of what I call a potato chip casting piece from two different vendors, different loft, so it's complex. So the key is some of the things we do in the processing to make it extremely accurate and precise. Because what you really want to do is you really want to make the face thinner. There's two limitations there. One is durability, and the other is USGA speed, right? So we got to work within those. So it's also this process variation. And think about it in terms of CT and COR that we measure today. So if we say this is the range of the CT, the USGA says 239 is the number. So, and the limit is 257. So everybody makes their stuff around 239, 240. We know because we measure everybody. And so, okay, because we got a range of populations that we produce because of the process. The tour guys all get 248, 250, right? Because we cherry pick. Our goal is, how can we make it faster? We can take the tolerance like this and make it like that. So the middle of that band, the middle of this band is faster. Everybody wants faster. We can't claim it's gonna give you 20 yards. But we could say, hey, if we could give you half a mile an hour, or a quarter mile an hour, or 3/10 or whatever it is, we want to give you that speed. The other thing is, we know in golf, people like milled faces. They like them on their putters. They like them on their wedges. They like them on their irons. No one's really done it on a titanium driver. So that's where the real trick is, making them more precise so we can make it thinner. Thinner is faster.
What are you finding as far as friction issues or anything with that?
Well, that's a good one, because we did spend some time thinking about that, testing it and studying it. And when you think about the friction, the USGA defines the roughness of all faces. Okay, so you have to live within that specification. And the challenge you have is you don't have nearly as much loft on a driver impact as you do on a wedge or even an iron. And the USGA, when we talked to them about the roughness of the spec, originally in grooves and all these things, they said, well, anything below 25 degrees, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter a whole lot. So when you do this, say, hey, a slightly rougher face may give you 100 RPMs more spin, maybe. And it's interesting, there's also some spin things that for some players, it gives 100 RPM less spin. So it's pretty variable. Now, if I told you what the average testing result we get for, you know, I would say 0 to 5 is our key test panel. Their standard deviation on a test of 10 good shots on a driver, if they're averaging 25 or 2800, is probably over 300 RPMs. So if I can put on a robot and see 100, but your standard deviation is 400, nobody can tell it. So we don't tell a story because there is no story. You know, it's something that's in the weeds. We do it because it's cool. And it's an alignment feature.
Yeah. You know,
people always need alignment features, and they look at it and say, ooh, it's pretty cool. I can see, you know, where the middle is. And when you hit it on the face, the nice thing is you can see where you hit it pretty quickly. You know, that's a little bit of oils on the club that when the ball hits it, you see your ball imprint. And that's helpful because you say, oh, that was a good shot, and I hit it right here, or now I hit it over here.
That's a strike point, yeah, for sure.
So it's almost a reminder to say, hit it in the middle.
Yeah.
All good things, but the real trick is process. Now, this takes longer and it's more expensive than what we make today.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to address that specifically of what it would be as far as numbers or whatever, but I mean, you know, relative to past products, how much more expensive would it be sometimes
for
that particular
process?
Yeah, it's
like 7 to 10% more on cost, right?
Yeah.
And so we think long term, maybe we'll be able to get that close to cost, but in the end, it's still a better process. Makes a better performance. We know that's what we're in business to do, so you know it's worth it. And in reality, it's also that, you know, it's almost twice as long. Because when you got seven guys going like this and then hand it to this guy, he does this, it doesn't take that long. This has to go through all the process. We basically put it in there right from the welding process. So it's got the big weld bead here, right? And you put it in the fixture and then it does everything. So it's about 8 different steps. Different tool changes, processes, things like that. So it's longer, it's more expensive, but it's more precise and it's faster. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one of the biggest things. I mean, it's performance and process, right?
And a little bit of buzz. You know, our industry sells buzz. You know, we sell hope.